it, but this is a beautiful record. It has this incredible hazy feel to it, like a late summer evening. You just feel the sun is setting down, and there's a great narrative thread running throughout this record. I just think it may be the strongest thing the Clientele has released, which is saying a lot, given they've had a 30-year career so far. Highly recommended from the group. But also talking about legacies, you cannot talk enough about a band with a legacy without bringing up the Replacements, and their reissue campaign has really been highlighting separate albums and what has made them strong, and also kind of alternative versions of these albums as the band want to see them released.
Yeah, and this all kind of started right around the time that author Bob Mayer put out this book called Trouble Boys, where he researched and interviewed countless people for a very long time before releasing. And he's also a big part of these releases, including the band, of course. But he writes all the liner notes, and he's kind of like the de facto Replacements go-to guy. He might even be a manager. I don't know. He's a manager of some type.
Well, he's certainly like the de facto Replacements expert. You know,
yes,
he's like,
that's true.
That's someone you'd go to find out about the history of the group, to get song analyses. And yeah, there's been a lot of box sets and reissues the band has been distributing, including Dead Man's Pop. I think that was great. But this new version of Tim, I think, is really whetting the appetite for a lot of fans. There's mixed opinions about the original production value of Tim, done by Tommy Ramone, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, I never minded it. I still thought the songs were strong enough to surpass any sort of limitations of data production values, yet this new edition is stripping a lot of those studio trimmings and presenting a rawer feel for the album, as well as presenting some songs in forms they were never heard like before.
That's right, and we're actually going to start off with a track in this next set, one of these unreleased songs from the Tim Let It Bleed upcoming release. Can't hardly wait, but the cello version, and this is an early version, has different lyrics, and it's just Paul Westerberg with acoustic and a cello. There may be some other instrumentation throughout the track as well, but it's just a really interesting way to hear the song. But anyways, more will come on this show as this is released, which is on September 22nd. It'll be really interesting to hear the whole album in this new way. The band was always very dissatisfied with the way the album sounded, and kind of like what they did with Dead Man's Pop, they remixed that one album. I can't recall the original name, but they remixed that album and gave it a kind of a new life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it'll be interesting to hear if they do the same thing for this record, which is already, I would argue, a great record, but making something great even greater would be quite an accomplishment. So we're going to hear that as well. In the set, we're going to be celebrating a anniversary for Shine a Light, an album by the Constantines that is celebrating an anniversary. It was released 20 years ago in 2003. So we're going to play a pair of tracks from that.
Yeah, and we'll talk a little bit more about that after the break, but this is a really excellent and very important early to mid-2000s Canadian indie release. So we'll talk about that. Well, 2003, right? So early 2000s. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that shortly, but we're going to get things started off with this Can't Hardly Wait cello version by the Replacements from the upcoming box set. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM, and we're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada.
Climb
You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM. We ended off that set with music from Detroit's Proto Martyr. They recently put out a live KEXP sessions. I'm just going to describe the music here based on a comment I read. We have the vocals of Joe Casey that are often very literary and stream of consciousness like. The guitar, textured guitar work of Greg Ahe. The bass lines that are very pulsating and punctuating. And according to a comment on the YouTubes,
drum always beats, the best form of music criticism.
Drum beats that pierce right through your soul every time you listen. Proto Martyr, we heard For Tomorrow from their latest release, Formal Growth in the Desert. I do recommend watching that live session, KEXP online. It also features Kim Deal on keyboards and extra instruments.
Kelly Deal, right?
Sorry, Kelly Deal on instrumentation. I can't say instruments. And then before that, we heard music from the Constantines. Sorry, not the Constantines. It's Constantines. It's like a Talking Heads thing. You don't say the.
Yeah, it's like Pixies as well. You just say the band's name. So yeah, Constantines.
What an amazing record this is.
Yes.
Shine a Light. We heard a pair of tracks. What do we hear?
We heard two songs, as mentioned, Subdomestic and National Hum. I do have to admit there's a little bit of a nostalgic thing for me because a former co-host of mine played this all the time when I started out here on CJAM back when we had the 2 a.m. graveyard shift. So it's, like I said, a little bit of a nostalgic tug in my heart listening to this record again.
And did we say the name of the songs already?
I just did.
Oh, yes, you did.
Thank you for paying attention.
Yes, sometimes I do. I just wanted to give a bit of background on this album. It's their second full-length album, and it was their first to be released internationally on Sub Pop Records. And also, it was the first to feature keyboard player Will Kidman as a member of the band. And it really kind of explores a lot of different things. There's some saxophone on this as well. And it's just an amazing album. It's definitely one of the top albums of the early 2000s. It was even nominated for a Juno Award in 2004 under the category of Alternative Album of the Year. It's just a great rock record from 2003, from that very, I don't know how to describe that time period. There's a lot going on with the post-punk stuff, the garage stuff. And all the indie stuff that was happening.
Just this wonderful confluence of underground music breaking through to the mainstream to some extent and just really opening a lot of people's eyes to the possibilities of great music beyond what was being spoon-fed to them through mainstream media. And Constantines were definitely part of that. I'm so glad that we can celebrate 20 years of this album, Shine a Light. And speaking of celebrating, we also heard something from the forthcoming Tim Let It Bleed edition of The Replacements album that was originally released in 1985. This box set is being released on September 22nd and will include new versions of the song stripped of a lot of the 80s production value that kind of stymied that record, and including some previously unreleased songs, including what we heard, Can't Hardly Wait, cello version. And yeah, coming up next, we're going to be ending off the show for this week. We're going to be playing a pair of tracks, which I'm very excited for. Dave, what are we going to hear to end out the program?
Something from OC's latest album, which is called Intercepted Message. We're going to hear Chaos Heart, and we're also going to hear a track from Ramones' Leave Home album, I Remember You, originally released in 1977. Stay tuned. Mark Casavon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program here on CJMFM. And we'll be back next week, same time, same frequency, with a special episode.
That's right, where we're celebrating another anniversary, this time of Nirvana's In Utero. We'll be right back.
For such love, despite its evolution.